This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The National Association of Realtors said today that pending home sales, that's an offer made and accepted, but not yet a deal finalized, they were off 7.1% last month after 2 months of increases. Pending sales are a forward-looking indicator, right? Pending. Today, though, we're going to take a look back a little bit at some other housing data. As of last year, more than half of millennials have become homeowners. But for the biggest generation in this economy, getting there was not easy. Vanessa Wong wrote about it in The Guardian the other day. Vanessa, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
I confess I was intrigued by the headline on this piece, and we all know that writers don't get to write their own headline, but it says most U.S. millennials finally own homes, and that surprised me.
It surprised me, too. So millennials have been sort of characterized for such a long time as a generation that's faced a lot of economic hardship, particularly with the housing market, mm-hmm. which has continued to rise while wages stagnated for decades, honestly. So 2022, we saw millennials become a majority homeowner generation, which meant 51.5% of millennials now own a home. So it's a small majority, but hey, you know, they crossed over that middle line.
I was just going to say, a majority is a majority, no matter how slim it is.
Indeed.
Okay, so what happened? What got millennials from being really challenged, actually, to, you know, in 2022, so many of them owning homes?
There was a number of conditions created during the pandemic that surprisingly put a lot of people in a position to buy. So we had, probably most importantly, low interest rates at that point. We had an emergency pause on student loan payments. People were benefiting from stimulus checks. And then the pandemic also mainstreamed remote work. So a lot of people were able to move to areas with more affordable housing than sort of America's central right. job markets.
Well, one hates to be a downer here, but that window of opportunity, of economic opportunity that you just described for a lot of these folks does seem to have closed, right? Because student loan payments are coming back on. Interest rates, I don't think we need to mention because everybody knows where they are. So those millennials who got in are the fortunate ones in that like 2-3 year period.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, for a brief moment, people caught a break, but we are seeing a reversal. Trends show that millennials still aren't where previous generations had been. Just by way of data, by age 30, 42% of millennials own their homes, and that's compared to 48% of Gen X, for example.
Right. We should remind folks why home ownership matters, entirely apart from the whole American dream thing, which has its own, you know, challenges as a reality-based proposition. But owning a home in this economy is the single best way to build wealth.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people continue to look at home ownership as a wealth-building tool. It's difficult right now, especially when you have other forms of debt, when you have student loan debt, medical debt, credit card debt. So, yeah, I mean, home ownership is just, I think a lot of people are questioning the value of a lot of things that we saw as investments in our future before, home ownership and honestly, like higher education included.
Mm-hmm. None of my business, and I don't want to ask you how old you are, but are you a millennial?
Oh, yes.
Oh, all right. Okay. So what are you? So number one, are you looking at a house or were you looking at a house? And number two, what about your friends and your sort of age group colleagues?
So I am one of these old millennials. I graduated from grad school in the middle of the Great Recession. Oh, wow. So a lot of times when I write these stories, you know, I can relate to a lot of the experiences that people are telling me about just what they've gone through and sort of what I guess their expectations for their future would be versus what the reality has turned into. Housing is, for a lot of my peers, a huge challenge. I mean, I live in New York City, so no matter what, housing is not on your side. It's too expensive to rent. It's too expensive to buy. You know, on a personal level, I mean, I live in the same neighborhood that I grew up in Brooklyn, and I couldn't afford my parents' house. So,
wow.
You know, and I, you know, I think I have a decent career and job. So I don't know. It feels kind of hopeless sometimes. I laugh because there's no other option.
laughing so you don't cry.
Indeed.
Vanessa Wong, writing in The Guardian about millennials and home ownership. Vanessa, thanks a lot. It's good to talk to you again.
It's good to talk to you, too.